Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're listening to WGUM, Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Welcome you to another evening, morning, afternoon, after midnight, whatever time you're listening to our program, because you know that you can listen to it anytime you want. We are available 24/7. We're just not live 24/7. And now we're going to let you hear Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart, after which, without introduction, preamble, or any other words, we will bring to you our beloved pastor, Patricia Veneman. So hold still, wait, and don't go anywhere.
Music Ministry, Minstrel Love, Anasia Figueroa. Come on, let's receive her as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. So honored to be here to the visionary of this great movement of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amen. And to First Lady Jakes, my mother in the spirit, I'm so glad to be here. To all of you who are here, to my pastor and father and bishop, Bishop Eric Figueroa, to co-pastor Owens. Amen. Just so glad to be here. How many of you know, no matter what the reasons are that all of you have come, all of us have come here together, there's but one purpose for us to be here. Amen? And that one purpose is for us to lift up the name of Jesus, to show our gratitude for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. Amen?
Give thanks with the grace.
Thank you. Heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks for what the Lord has done. He has given us His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the month of November, and this is the month that they have chosen on the calendar to give thanks. There is a special day, I believe, on the 26th day of November, that set aside called Thanksgiving. But we are to give thanks every day unto Christ, unto God, for the things that He has done for us. For the psalmist declared that He hath done, the Lord have done great things for us. Well, we are glad. Come on and repeat that. For the Lord, He has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Come on, let me hear you say that one more time. For the Lord, He has done great things for us, wherein I am glad. So give thanks, beloved, with a merry heart. Give thanks for Jesus Christ. O God, our Father, the giver of all things, the giver of life, we thank You, dear Jesus, for life, health, and the blood yet runneth warm through our veins. Oh, God, we thank You because without You, we would be nothing. But with You, we are the peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Oh, Father God, we thank You for this day, for this is the day that You have made, and You told us to rejoice and be glad in it. So right now, I want to take a moment just to give thanks. Give thanks unto You because You deserve the praise, the glory, and the honor. All thanks belong to You. Because in You we live, we move, and we have our being. There is none like You. No one can touch our hearts the way that You do. Lord, we say thank You. We say thank You because we're clothed in our right mind. We say thank You because we're not homeless tonight. We say thank You because we have food and finances and vehicles and everything that we need because of You, and because You said that the cattle upon a thousand hills belong to You. Ah, You made it possible for us to get things. And therefore, God, we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to lay down and rise up. Thank you for being able to walk, talk, and see and hear. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies towards us, your children. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you. We say thank you for our enemies. Thank you, God, for our friends. God, thank you for our families. Thank you, Lord, for everyone and everything. We give you thanks. Now, Lord, as we close this prayer, we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, listeners. It is the first Sunday in November, the first day of November. November is a short month, carries 30 days, and before you know it, we'll be into December. That's the month that children are excited. And some of us big children also get excited over Christmas. Thanksgiving is my month. I enjoy Thanksgiving. Above all the holidays, there is Thanksgiving is my favorite. I guess it's because I like to cook. But I love Thanksgiving. There was lots and lots of food around at Thanksgiving when I was a little girl. Lots of food. Turkey and ham and goose and duck. And all of those, oh my God, was just lots of vegetables, collards and cabbage and turnips and rutabagas and yams and, oh boy, pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pound cake, fruit cake, coconut cake, coconut pie, oh God, apple pie, oh my goodness, lots and lots of food, homemade rolls, all that. And maybe I liked to eat when I was a little girl, I was very skinny. So I could really eat a lot and didn't gain any weight. So we thank God for the younger days and the younger years. Thank God for Dr. Scott. He and I have just come out of our third anniversary. 3 years on Blog Talk Radio. The Bible said, not small beginnings. I began on every fourth Sunday of the month, and if there was a fifth Sunday, I was welcome to the fifth Sunday. We were on a different blog talk station then. I believe it was WGGM, and I thank God for where I began. God has blessed us to have our own Blog Talk Radio. We are now WGUM. And I'm grateful to Dr. Scott for all of the arrangements and for everything that he has contributed to making these moments possible to be on Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes we have people that work with us and or family members that we see on a daily basis, and sometimes we rarely tell them that we love them, and that we appreciate them and that we applaud them because they're with us all the time. But I just want to take the time out to say thank you, Dr. Gregory Scott, for the many things that you do for the ministry. Thank you so much. Now let's go to our Bible. We're not going to be long. Let's go to Psalms 126. And let's read verse 3 of Psalms 126. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are glad that the Lord has shown us love and his mercy and his kindness. And because he has done that, we are grateful. We are blessed, in fact, that we would have this great big God that would take the time to do great things for us. When we haven't done not even a measure of anything towards what the Lord has done for us. So the psalmist said, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. And this passage here in this 126th number of Psalms says, they sow, I'm skipping a verse. Well, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That is, again, the love of Christ, the love of God. If we sow in tears, if we're crying and heavy laden about a situation, and we sow in tears, we're very sorrowful, but we shall reap in joy. The Lord is so good, and he's doing great things for us, even though we are sowing in tears. But he's already promised us that if you sow in tears, you will reap in joy. And I see why David said, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof I am glad. And somebody said, well, what was it that he was talking about? Well, just for instance, maybe, just maybe, David was sowing in tears. Maybe he was sorrowful. Maybe there was a tragedy. Maybe something had happened that he began to weep. He sowed in tears, but he's reaping joy in the meantime. In the perhaps God has rewarded his tears. So therefore David says, the Lord has done great things for us. Wherein I'm glad. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and reapeth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall double it, come again with rejoicing. Excuse me, I am not under a light. Let me read that again. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. As the song says, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. I used to know it, something about sowing in the something, sowing something, either something nor clouds, chilly breeze, and by and by the harvest and the time for reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. I need to get my hymn book and start singing that again and memorize it. But we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. So again, it seems like to me the third verse, the last verse, and maybe it should read like this. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The Lord hath done great things wherein we are glad. I am so grateful that we have a God that we can trust and that we know that he is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. This is a time and a month to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Forget not the benefits of God. God has blessed us day in and day out, and we must learn to give God thanks. We must learn to give him praise, because all praise belongs to him. Every praise is to our God, and all thanks belong to our God. And we should just bless his holy name. The scripture says here in the 136th Psalms, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endureth forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Be thankful. Remember, this is the month to give thanks. Please do not rob God of all that he's done and going to continue to do for you. Be blessed. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We're so grateful for those wonderful words of wisdom. And what I'd like to do is before we end the day, is that we have an opportunity to rejoice once again by hearing one of our beloved pastors and bishops that we have in our list of audio files singing one of those songs that we feel so happy when we hear it. There are so many for us to listen to. And what I'd like to do is let us go out with the same song that we came in with, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
Music Ministry, Minister Law, Anasia Figueroa. Come on, let's receive her as she comes.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. So honored to be here to the visionary of this great movement of God, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Amen. And to First Lady Jakes, my mother in the spirit, I'm so glad to be here. To all of you who are here, to my pastor and father and bishop, Bishop Eric Figueroa, to co-pastor Owens, amen. Just so glad to be here. How many of you know, no matter what the reasons are that all of you have come, all of us have come here together, there's but one purpose for us to be here. Amen. And that one purpose is for us to lift up the name of Jesus, to show our gratitude for his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the
what he's done for us. Everybody give thanks. Oh, everybody give him thanks. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, and we give you thanks because you've been so good to us, Lord. We give you of God. Hallelujah. Come on, continue to worship him.